Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
No one likes paying income tax, but there are ways of limiting how much you have to pay, ways that are legal and that many PAYE workers might not be aware of. To talk through some of the options, let's speak to Nick Chalambrus, Chief Financial Advisor and Managing Director of Alpha Wealth in Cork. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Joe.
Can we start with pensions and how they can be so valuable when it comes to cutting your tax bill?
Absolutely. Tax is our biggest expense, Joe, that we face in our lifetimes. And whilst pensions seem to be kind of fairly mundane and I suppose really complicated by the industry that I work in, I do say it's really one of these tricks that we should take advantage of, particularly if you're a high rate taxpayer earning over 42,000 a year. And I talk about this pension trick whereby if you put 60 euros, for example, into your pension scheme, the tax man turns that into 100 euros, which is a 66% gain. And it's a huge boost to try and build up savings that you can access from the age of 50 onwards.
Mm. And this, of course, a private pension, but it could also include workplace pensions.
Absolutely, Joe. And we know that there is this auto-enrollment, which is this government mandatory pension scheme that's coming into effect, we believe, later this year, where they're trying to increase coverage amongst everyone in Ireland. But again, these apply to both personal and also company pension arrangements.
Yes, indeed. And of course, the advice is go to an independent financial advisor to set up your personal pension and you will start saving money pretty quickly. And you can also, if you can claim it back if you started doing it last year. Now, a lot of our audience includes small companies and all of us can cut our tax bills by supporting and investing in Irish startup companies.
That's right, Joe. There is a scheme. It's known as the Employment Investment Incentive Scheme, and it wouldn't be commonly known amongst the masses, but it's become a little bit more popular in the last couple of years. And Michael McGrath mentioned it in the budget back in October, where they're allowing up to 50% tax back by any individuals that pay money towards these companies to help them grow. And these range from very new established businesses to some that have been trading for several years.
Yeah. Let's quickly move on to the most tax efficient way of giving money to your children.
Yes, Joe. We can give up to 3,000 euros, both as parents and also grandparents and to other individuals, where the taxman takes absolutely no interest. Now, 3,000 may seem like a relatively small amount, particularly if you are looking to pass large amounts to kids to help them through things like third level education, or indeed to buy their first property. We know how difficult that can be. Mm-hmm. Having said that, over a long period of time, and if you do include, say, two parents or two grandparents, you can gift
can
quite
really
a bit
up.
Of money away. Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah. What about health costs? Can you deduct any of that? Healthcare?
You can, Joe. So typically for health insurance, and there's about 2 million people in Ireland that have health insurance, it isn't always the case that you get relief at source. And I do encourage people to check on the revenue online system that they are claiming for various different expenses. This includes people, for example, who are celiac. They can claim for any gluten-free products that they buy, the 20% relief. And I think it's really an important thing for all of us to make sure that we are claiming for a variety of different expenses, such as rent, as you say, medical expenses, and indeed other things that we're absolutely entitled to claim back for.
And especially since lockdown, Nick, there is working from home.
That's right, Joe. So over the last number of years, and again, we can go back up to 4 years on the revenue system, and I would encourage everybody to use it. It's really straightforward to use, but you can claim for things like when we were working from home, and some of us continue to do so, that you can claim for a certain number of expenses such as heating, lighting and electricity.
Now, there are many people out there who are afraid when it comes to dealing with the tax man, aren't they?
Yeah, I suggest, Joe, we shouldn't be. I mean, typically, we found the tax office to be actually very helpful. And while some people might be afraid to bring the tax person on them, they shouldn't. Typically, if we are due tax to pay, we have to pay it. We know that. But we find that most people have overpaid their tax and they are underclaiming on things that they should be. So I'd encourage everybody to just go and find out and speak to a financial advisor if they want some guidance and help and make sure that they are getting the money that they're due, certainly.
Yeah, and I'm sure you don't recommend this, but they could also directly talk to the tax man and find out what they are entitled to.
I would say that, Joe. Honestly, we found that speaking to the tax office, they will actually help you find out what you should be claiming for.
Well, listen, thank you so much for all your tips, Nick, today. That's Nick Charlambos, the Managing Director of Alpha Wealth in Cork City. That's it for now. Up next, the News Talk Breakfast Show with Ciara and Shane Cole.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.